Reading Across Cultures.
Settling down at college around the world. Tanya Zarutskaya, Moscow, Russia. This time last year, I was nervous about my new life. I didn't have any friends, and it was my first time away from home. At first, I worked all the time, going to lectures and studying late into the night. But then I realized I was missing out on so many other things at university. One day, a girl in my hall of residence invited everyone in the dorm to a dinner party. I've no idea where she managed to buy the food or how she had enough money. And she dressed like a model. I don't know why she was bothering with university. I've got to know lots of interesting people, and I now enjoy myself as well as study hard. Miguel Fonseca, Guadalajara, Mexico. When I first arrived at university, I tried to make notes about everything the professors said in their lectures, but I ended up being too busy writing to listen. I'm studying chemistry, and everything seemed more complicated than what we learned at school. But then I realized that here, you have to listen and think more. I've now understood the difference between new information and things which I knew already. Francine Bonnet, Lyon, France. When I first arrived, the university seemed very large and unfriendly. I found the freedom and the lack of guidance difficult at first. At school, I was used to a timetable with homework in the evening. I also had a lot of trouble managing my allowance. You have to buy food, books, bus fares, clothes, and everything. So it's not like the pocket money you had as a kid at home. The money arrives all in one go, so I felt pretty rich at the start of term. Then I spent too much and could only afford to eat a sandwich once a day. But now I've realized that it's no longer my parents or teachers' responsibility to look after me. For the first time, it's me who's responsible for my life, and I don't know what to do.